Blog Talk Radio.
Enough of that, but hey, this your dude Uncle Leroy. Don't say the Junior without the Leroy. Don't say the Uncle without the Junior. Something like that. But look, this is, I'm tuning in on the what this is. It's a Wednesday. It's not even much my day to be airing this show. But look, I had to air because we got this upcoming independent wrestling show with my dude Chris Diaz. Yo, what up, Chris?
How you doing? Sports Talk with Friends. This is Chris Diaz calling from Corpus Christi. Happy to be here with Uncle. You said, don't say it, the Leroy without the Junior. So
hey,
I'm right here.
You got to rewind that. You got to say that with a little more chat.
Leroy Junior.
There we go. That's a little bit better. We'll give you a on that one. But look.
Glad to be invited. Thank you for your hospitality and inviting me to the Fantasy Football League. Ready to take over this year. We can go into that later and talk about the new wrestling show coming up. And it ain't no regular wrestling show. A lot of people think when I say wrestling, it's WWE, and a lot of people, they either love it or they hate it. They get it or they don't get it. And this is all about...
Either they love or they hate, but there's no middle ground. So, hey, I understand.
Yeah, that's how it is.
So it's an independent wrestling show? I mean, tell us about that world. Like, how is it different from the WWE?
Well, the WWE guys, they got contracts. They do it professionally for a living. The independent wrestlers, mainly, some do it professionally. They get paid. That's how they make their living. That's how they put the food on the table. But majority of them, they got a 9-to-5. They go to the gym, they train, they do their ring work just like a boxer would get in the ring, work on their craft. And on the weekends, perform and go work and entertain the crowd. So that it's basically like you got Major League Baseball, you got the pros, and then you got the minors, which is the minor leagues. So you have the professional wrestling, which would be like the big show, the WWE, and Ring of Honor. There's also New Japan Pro Wrestling in Japan and AAA Lucha Libre in Mexico. But the independent wrestlers, which I call the indies, that's where they start at the ground level, and they work their way up. And it's really cool because you get to meet these people. They're people just like us, except for they put their lives out there. They risk it, again, that ring to entertain people, and with the hope of one day getting discovered and making it to the big time. And a couple of my friends have done that. And it's just really cool to see somebody, you know, they're just starting out, and then the next day they're on TV. It's a pretty neat thing to see.
I can imagine, like, because it's, you know, we've had a few, we had like an MMA box fighter. We've had some wrestlers come up on the show, but, you know, it was one that, you know, like it was one, she came, she was an MMA fighter, and we actually got to see her in action. It was pretty cool. Like you said, just going from seeing them build their career to actually getting in action. So what makes, so it's like, I'm going to tell you my personal experience about going, because we had Lala. She was Ruthless Lala. She's an independent wrestler.
She earned that name. She is ruthless and very scary. In the ring. Outside the ring, she's nicest person you're going to meet.
Yes. So I went and seen her wrestle in Fort Worth. And the craziest thing, so I walk in the gym, and it's a wrestler, and he's cussing and pointing his finger and it going with a person in the audience. And I'm walking in, I'm like, I done had a few years now. So I'm like, oh, wait, they about to fight. And then they just walked off. So I'm like, wait, that was wrestling. So it's like, how is that? How do y'all prepare for that? Like, how do you, you know, how do y'all, you know, in that world, how is that world? Tell us about that world.
Well, wrestling is nothing without the fans. And before going any further, I want to let everyone know that I'm not a professional wrestler. I am involved with the independent wrestling world. I've been, like, my position has been anything from setting up the ring to announcing for different wrestling companies, to getting the position of general manager, something like you'll see like Vince McMahon or Kurt Angle in WWE. That's like mainly my role. So that's right. What I do. I come out. But what you were talking about, how when you went in the venue or the arena and you saw what we call the heel, which is probably like the bad guy, he's trying, and wrestling is all about interacting with the fans. So he's trying to interact and get some sort of emotion, which is usually a negative reaction of like hatred towards him, to build up the love for the good guy. So then, you know, just like anything, it's always good versus bad. That's everything, the whole world. And that's what wrestling plays upon. And wrestling is a reflection of the real world. That's what it is.
Wow. So, that's a good perspective.
And yeah,
every hero needs a bad guy. So yeah. I never looked at wrestling in that perspective that you all play on a role of that, you know, of society, of the way things actually go. So that's a good insight on that. So Finn is telling us about how the bad guy plays up for the good guy.
Oh, well, I mean, it's predictable. Like I went to a show in Laredo for a TNA Impact. They're a big time company. And I went with my wife, and I told my wife, because she'd never been to a wrestling show, I told her, like, just be prepared, because they're going to insult your town, they're going to insult the people, and they're doing it so you all can have a good time, and you let out your frustration. That's the beautiful thing about wrestling. You go out there, yeah, of course, some people are going to say, oh, it's fake. No, it's entertainment, and yeah, the outcome's predetermined, but there's nothing fake about it, like the training and everything. And it's kind of crazy and hypocritical. I'll put it like this, like no one's ever gone to the circus and said, hey man, that's fake, or wait in line for a camp out outside the movie theater to see Star Wars and say, man, that movie's cool, but it's fake. Only wrestling gets that rap, and there's nothing fake about it. Like, believe me, I've taken a chop, I've gotten hit with a stick before in the back. That ain't fake. You can't fake certain things, like getting
hey,
slammed
wait,
on the ground.
Because that was the first thing I said, like I was telling when I seen that wrestler heckling that fan. I was like, oh, this is fake. But then later that week, I'm seeing Lala, you know, she's icing her body down because she got body slammed on the table. And I was just like,
oh,
man,
yeah,
you know, it just goes against everything that I thought about this whole WWE, this whole wrestling thing that's outside of, you know, the Olympic wrestling. So,
yeah, that, most pro wrestlers are like the best shaped athletes in the world. You can check them out. I mean, they're everywhere, like in Fort Worth. I mean, there's promotions in Dallas. Texas is really hot for independent wrestling. And I mean, California maybe can match up a little bit with us, but Texas right now, there's so many good wrestlers. We had a guy, I'll tell you a quick story, I mean, short story fast. There's this guy, I know he's a kid. Well, 3 years ago, he was a kid. And he told me a story where he wanted to be a wrestler so bad, and everybody just said, oh, you're just a skinny little kid, why don't you need to get a real job, which is what most parents are going to say, hey, stop, what do you mean wrestler, come on. So he decided, no, I want to go to wrestling school, but I ain't got no money. So he'd walk 3 miles to Whataburger every single day. And I actually, on your Sports Talk with Friends, if you guys look it up, I posted his video. His name is Sammy Guevara. He's 25 years old now. But the kid would walk to Whataburger 3 miles from his house in Houston. He's from Texas. And eventually he got enough money for a car. And with that car, then he started going to wrestling school. And you guys probably heard of Booker T, the five-time WCW world champion. Now, he runs his own organization, wrestling school, and promotion. He runs shows all the time. It's a really big deal in Houston. You just got to look it up. It's called Reality of Wrestling, Houston, Texas. And this guy got his wrestling training. He started going. He would wrestle. He would take a bus, 6-7-8 hour bus ride to Mexico, and wrestle for $20. He would go all over this. And the whole thing was he was just trying to get his name out there. He came to Corpus Christi. People didn't know who he was. I did. And next thing you know, within 3 years, he went from just a kid from Houston to today in Mexico, the biggest wrestling organization is AAA Lucha Libre, and they just had their WrestleMania this past Saturday, and it's called Triple Mania. And he walked in there, and he walked out as the cruiserweight champion of the world, which is really big, huge deal. And if you look on the Sports Talk of Friends, I put his vlog. It's really interesting. He takes you like through the airport the whole day, and he's very humble. He's a very motivating guy.
Wow. And you know what's crazy? And to just, you know, just to expound off of, you know, your thing saying about a lot of wrestlers, you know, wrestling is big in the state of Texas. You know, the state of Texas has bred wrestlers like The Undertaker, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Shawn McMichaels, as you spoke about, Chris, Booker T, Dusty Rhodes, Kerry Von Erichs. You know, and the list just goes on. You know, Eddie Guerrero. You know, the list just goes on. So, yes, you know, wrestling is big out here, and that's why we're just happy to, you know, get your show on our Sports Talk with Friends channel, because, you know, you're giving us something different besides the WWE, because I never knew that. I never knew the ins and outs of wrestling. I just knew Shawn McMichaels, the Stone Cold Stunner. So,
there's a lot to it. They have their own culture. They have their own rules, and there's a lot of stuff behind the curtain that I didn't have a clue about, and I don't have a clue about it. Like I said, there's guys who are trainers. A good friend of mine, Rudy Boy Gonzalez, he runs the Texas Wrestling Academy out of San Antonio, Texas. You can look it up on Facebook. He's trained several wrestlers. This guy named Hernandez, you probably heard of him, or Daniel Bryan from WWE, he trained him, and he's like a guy I look up to. There's several other ones. I'm part of a promotion. I have to give a shout out to my friends, if they're listening, Amazing Pro Wrestling out of Laredo, Texas. I'm their general manager. We're going to have a real big show coming up next month. I'll get into that as more interviews go on. That's what's great about this show that's going to come up, that when we do come out, I'm going to invite wrestlers, promoters, referees, people inside that world, so you can get a glimpse of who these people are. And maybe, you never know, there's people out there who might think, hey, maybe I might want to be a wrestler. And they're young, if they're strong, they're in shape, I can aim them in the right direction. There's several training schools. Well, there's one in Austin, there's Booker T's, there's also Hybrid Pro Wrestling School in San Antonio. So there's plenty of wrestling schools. I'm sure I left some out. There's no disrespect there, but like what you're saying, just to get back about WWE, and no disrespect to them. I mean, they're the best for a reason. Everybody wants to go there because that they're the top of the line. Without them, there's there's no wrestling and no one's really going to care. But WWE,
that's
yeah, they're top of the line.
It's not fantasy football league, but hey, I don't know if you just heard. I think my dog girl, she wants to get in this wrestling world too. You start talking about strength and youth, and she gets up, start barking, and I'm like, calm down. So
yeah, it's a really big world. I mean, it's awesome.
So what is the age range of a wrestler? Like, you know, I'm 30. So what's the age range of a wrestler?
Well, I mean, like I said, I'm nobody in the wrestling world. I just help out where I can. Maybe 18, graduate from high school first, get in shape, but there's several luchadors like Rey Mysterio, Eddie Guerrero. They start when they were 15, 16 years old. So as long as they're safe and they're trained in a safe environment, then it's okay. But I mean, there's so many success stories. I know a girl. She's one of the best female wrestlers already in Texas, and everybody thought I was crazy when I said this girl. I know it when I see it. She's gonna be something. And she started out as an announcer, and me and my good friend Rudy Sepulveda, he's the owner and founder of Amazing Pro Wrestling, we decided, you know what, let's get her to wrestle her debut show. It was for a benefit show, and she decided to come on out, and she was gracious enough to have her debut there at our show. And she started there as an announcer, and she wrestled that night. And less than a year later, she's already coming out on pay-per-views. She's wanted all over the state. She's wrestling everywhere. Her name's Alex Gracia. She goes by the Pink Dream, Alex Gracia. She's another product of the Texas Wrestling Academy, and she's something special. Actually, all of them are. I mean, anybody who gets in that ring, they earn my respect who's trained. I mean, because literally they go out there and they could die in the ring. If something goes wrong, they fall the wrong angle. So they're literally putting their lives out there for us. I mean, for me. I mean, probably the first one.
So you're saying that because, like I said, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of wrestling, but not a huge fan. So I'm like I'm thinking all of that's fake. But injuries is not fake. Death is not fake. So they're actually putting their lives on the line for us fans who think the whole thing is fake.
Well, it's predetermined, the outcome. But as far as the moves and everything, I mean, there's safe ways of doing it. But no, you can't fake falling down on your back. I mean, you can't fake getting a chop to your chest, you know, taking a suplex.
Wow.
And fall. Oh, I mean, and that ring is not no trampoline. Believe me, I've helped set up many rings. They're steel beams across and put 2x4 plywood on top of that and then put maybe a 2-inch, 3-inch mat on top of that and then put a covering over it. So they're not falling down on anything.
Wow. I didn't even think.
Yeah. You don't want to fall on that thing. It's hard. Yeah. You got to learn to fall a certain way. And a good shirt. You ever heard of the Honky Tonk Man? He's a WWE Hall of Famer from the 80s. I'm sure you've heard of him. He wrestled the Ultimate Warrior WrestleMania, lost in 5 seconds. He had dressed up like Elvis Presley. Did you ever hear of him? Honky Tonk Man?
That was my dude.
Yeah.
Came up with
really?
Good Talk.
Really?
Yes. I'm an 80s baby. Come on.
Well, he came down to Laredo, Texas, and I met him the night before the show. And we got to talking about all kinds of matches and stuff. And we had a 12-pack together, each of us. And we didn't share it. We each had 12. And I said, well, let me see if I can make it in wrestling. And so we went out to the ring. It was on the parking lot of this bar. And I said, all right, Chris, let me see what you got. Take a bump, fall down on your back. I fell down. He says, get the hell out of my ring. You're not meant to be a wrestler. You're better at drinking. So at that point, I already knew, hey, this ain't going to happen. I mean, Honky Tonk Man told me, you know. And what's cool about that is, Jinder Mahal, he was actually there at that show because at the time he left WWE and he was there at that show. And I saw him right before his match. He was inside the bar staring outside a window looking at the crowd. And I was just thinking, man, what's this guy thinking? He needs to wrestle in front of 20,000 people and now he's in front of 200. What's that like? Well, fast forward 9 months later, actually a year later, and Jinder Mahal is WWE champion of the world, and I was going for him all out that night. I mean, he went from a Laredo parking lot to champion of the world in 1 year. I mean, you can't get much better of a success story than that. That's the power of any wrestling. You can start there from the bottom. Literally, you can start at the bottom, and now, bam, like Drake, you're there. You know, that's what's so cool about it.
Hey, and that's what we bring to our listeners, to our fans. You know, hey, Sports Talk with Friends, follow the Sports Facebook page, join a group. If you're not a part of the group, join a group, Sports Talk with Friends. If you're in a group, get more active because we're bringing live content to your front door. So what we're doing, we're bringing the indie wrestling, getting you in the world of this independent wrestling. And, you know, that's the stuff that you can't see on TV. So, man, that is pretty cool. You're getting me all amped up. Oh, I'm all psyched out for you.
Yeah, I've been in it, like, going on. Yeah, I've been on it, like, for 4 years. I started off, my wife was in a roller derby, and her roller derby team was going to go to this National Guard Armory and check out this show. And their name is Laredo Wrestling Alliance, and I went out to the show as a fan. I talked to one of the wrestlers after the show and said, man, I really liked it. Wish I could be involved. He says, well, yeah, you can. Let me talk to somebody. And the next month, I was their announcer. And the next month after that, I was their general manager for like a year. And now they hold real huge shows, and they're doing good. I ain't going to hate on them or anything. That's where I started. And I wish them the best. I moved on. I went on to three other promotions in Laredo, Texas. Met a lot of good people, a lot of humble people. And just like everything, not everybody's good. I mean, there's some shady characters out there. But for the main part, everybody tries to get along and do what they can and do what's best for, you know, wrestling. But there is a structure. It ain't just like they just go out there. There's a big production that goes into it. And the more production, the better the show. And you'll see that it's really cool. I mean, you'll see these wrestlers and I don't know how they do it. Every weekend they're traveling. They'll go to Waco. They'll go to Mexico. They'll go to California. I mean, it's just incredible, you know, and it's just amazing how much they try. I did talk to one of them. Her name's Thunder Rosa. You might know her as Cobra Moon from Lucha Underground. I don't know if anyone out there has heard of her, but she's very famous in the independent world. And I told her one time, I said, girl, I said, I don't know. I said, I just get tired hearing of you traveling. I said, how do you do that? And she told me, she says, well, you only live once, and I'm going all out for my dream. And I'll never forget that, you know. And that was in the National Guard Army of Victoria, Texas. Those just some things that you never forget. So it's been a really nice ride so far.
Well, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Man, that's pretty cool. And you seem very knowledgeable of this. And you know,
and I run my own little Facebook page for it, too.
So, right. So, you know, tell us about your Facebook page.
Well, I have two. One, it needs a little bit of work. It's called Fans of Indie Wrestling Nation, which anyone can go on and just add themselves, and I'll be more than happy. And what Fans of Indie Wrestling Nation is, it's a Facebook page. It's meant for fans of indie wrestling across the nation, literally. And anyone can get on it, and it just promotes like the different shows. You can see where the wrestlers are at, and you can buy merchandise from them. You can see where the shows are at, so you can make plans and go. So anyone can add themselves on it's called on Facebook, Fans of Indy, that's INDY, Wrestling Nation. Now, my other Facebook page is meant for wrestlers and referees, promoters, trainers, and it's called Indy Wrestling Nation. It's a closed group. I do that for a reason. It's for the wrestlers to network and get to know each other and try to get, you know, work in other towns. And literally, I got people there from California to New York to Georgia, trainers there. They promote their wrestling clinics, their wrestling schools. And through that, I mean, word of mouth, and from Facebook, wrestlers will fly to New Jersey for a wrestling clinic or go to Laredo, go to San Antonio. So it's a big network. It's just me trying to, because I love wrestling. So it's just my way of giving back just a little bit.
So it sounds like you're actually connected into this whole world because, you know, just hearing your perspective, your insight to this whole world of wrestling. And then, you know, it seemed like, you know, then you have a group, you have a page. So you're real passionate about this whole wrestling thing. And that's what you're going to bring to your show. So who do you want your first interview to be with?
There's so many. I mean, like I said, on my page, there's like over 350 people, men and women out there. There's a lot of people. I mean,
who's your favorite? That's what we want to know. Who is your favorite? Like, you know, if like your first show, you want to bring this person on. Who is that person?
Well, it'll probably be maybe another promoter or trainer. I wouldn't say like another wrestler is my favorite because I like them all, you know. And if I ever did, they would be like, hey, what's up with you falling in love with so-and-so, you know, and it would break the internet. So like it's a little bit different. Like if a fan takes a picture with a wrestler, it's okay. If I knowing like, cause I know a little bit more about what's going on in the background. If I do it, they're like, hey, what the hell is that? You know, it's kind of like, say in your job, in your profession, that's like if another person in that profession showed up and you're like, hey, man, let me take a picture with you. And that guy's going to be like, hey, aren't we like on the same level? Aren't we doing the same thing? You know, it's kind of like, it's like if a baseball player took a picture with another baseball player, like a fan, you know.
But yeah,
Sometimes I will. One time I did have a six pack and the biggest wrestler in Mexico, I don't know if you heard of him. His name is Blue Demon Jr. And I was walking by and the promoter said, hey, take a picture of Blue Demon Jr. And he said, ven aquí, that means come over here in Spanish. And I'm not going to tell him no. You know, so it's, right, this is like right. the Ric Flair of Mexico. I took it. Yay! Next day I woke up. It broke the internet. Literally, face was everywhere. Look at this guy. So I try not to, you know. But sometimes I will. And I'm like, oh, whatever. I'll just keep the picture for myself. I won't post it or nothing like that. But it's a very interesting world. There's a lot to it, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's an alternative. Just to try something new, find it in a new wrestling show, or like say you're based out of what, like Dallas area, right?
Yes, sir.
So it would be. I'm sure that I'm forgetting which. Have you been to a wrestling show in Dallas lately, or?
No, not since Ruthless Lala. That was in Fort Worth. But while that you're asking that, so, you know, as we get ready to close this show, what are some gems that you recommend, you know, people that want to get into this whole wrestling world?
Well, first of all, you know, and I'm not one to speak because I'm about to be 42, but I'm trying my best to stay in shape. But especially if you're a young person, I mean, first thing you need to do is get in a gym, like, get reliable transportation so you can make yourself available. Depending on what area, there's different wrestling schools available. Like in Austin, I know there is, and it just depends what area you are. And then you Google it and look it up and then do some research. Are they a dependable person? For me, the only ones I really know is Austin Professional Wrestling School led by Martin Green in Austin, Texas. There's also they're near the Katy, where the Aggies play. There's Lions Pride Sport Academy, and then of course in San Antonio they got what's called Hybrid School of Professional Wrestling, and then they have the one that I really know is Texas Wrestling Academy with Rudy Boy Gonzalez. I mean, you can really tell, like when I see his wrestlers get in the ring, you can tell they're trained. They just move. They got confidence. And he's put people there, and also the world famous Monster Factory with Danny Cage up in New Jersey. He's produced guys like Sheamus, Big Show. I mean, big time wrestlers go out there, and so there's many roads to success out there.
Cool. All right, man. It's a whole lot, and this is just scratching, not even scraping the surface of what your show's going to provide, the inside and the promotions and this whole independent world of wrestling. So, man.
Yeah, and also before I go, I want to let anyone that's out there listening know that, hey, it's not just – I'm not just closed mind. I'm not just like, oh, wrestling and that's it. No, I'm into fantasy football, and I've been playing it for years. And I don't even know what it's like to lose, so I'm excited about meeting everyone else in this community. They want to call and talk about fantasy football. Heck, they want to tell me what their lineup is. I'll tell them what I think. I'll let him take a look at my lineup once we have the draft this Saturday. And I'm really excited. I mean, that's all business, guys, nothing personal. So when I come with that beatdown, don't be looking for Chris and trying to find me. It was just business. And it don't matter who they are, I'm going to try to take them out. And if they beat me, hey, hats off to you. Shake your hand. You beat me, you know.
Hey, there you have it. But see, one thing about our league within the Sports Talk with Friends group, if you're a rookie, you cannot talk until you win your first game. So,
I'm glad you got there early
until, you know, because you're a rookie in our league. So, you know,
just don't
start your shows with an 0-something record.
I understand. But the way I plan on it is after week one on Tuesday morning, then I'll start commenting because it don't matter who it is. I'm bringing it. I already got draft strategies. I don't know who the hell picks a quarterback in the 12th round and expects to beat me, but go ahead and wait till round 12 and pick Ben Roethlisberger, whoever that is out there. There's going to be somebody that does it. They're going to do it. They're going to wait till round 12 and go with Big Ben. That happens every year, or try to beat me with Phillip Rivers. Go for it. Or go ahead and draft Pat Mahomes. Start him against me. See what my Jaguars do. Oh, I didn't let that out there.
Hey, I'm about to say, I see you got some big plans coming up for our league, but sir, you're putting a lot of targets on your back, and we coming for you. But
all right.
Before we end this show, you want to give any shots out?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to everyone out there who's listening to give it a chance. You know, be open minded, give the world of indie wrestling a chance. Check out our show, take a listen. Feel free to call in. No questions, a stupid question. And looking forward to taking on the competition in the fantasy football world. And shout out to all my friends in Corpus Christi, literally all over the world. I ain't got no money. I was in the Navy. That's why I got some friends all over the place. But that's about it. And God bless everybody out there who's going through troubles.
Hey, anchors up. That's what I'm talking about. You with Navy. I know some people in the Navy. But, hey, this is dude Uncle Leroy. Thanks for tuning in. This is an unscheduled show. But, hey, we about to get it popping with this indie wrestling show. This is dude Uncle Leroy signing out on this Wednesday. Holla back. Be cool.